Happy holidays. Welcome again to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwen Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech, and he received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine. He received his anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center, and has innovated an east-west treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. And by cure, we mean that we can get rid of your pain, depression, asthma, colitis, drug withdrawal symptoms, and other symptoms, as well as the need for endless therapy of any kind, such as drugs, and even the NBE method itself. We have been proving this astounding claim with cases of chronic pain, depression, bowel problems, drug addiction, suicidal tendencies, asthma, and sinus problems. Last week, we had remarkable cases on lipoma, sleep apnea, and knee pain. If you are feeling run down from the holiday season, Dr. Tong can help you regain your energy for that last-minute Christmas shopping. If you have any questions that you're dying to have answered, don't hesitate to call in at 800-227-KBRT. That's 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. All right, Dr. Tong, how are you doing?
Good.
Our first guest today is Dorothy.
Yes.
Okay, should we just get her on the line?
Sure, yes.
Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning,
Good
Dorothy.
Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing very well, thank you.
Good. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Okay, for the last 10 years, I've been on a merry-go-round of just going to see different doctors, each one who wanted to treat a part of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted to treat symptoms, not a part. I was so elated when I found Dr. Tong, who treated me as one living organism and was willing to get to the root causes of what my problems are rather than simply treating the symptoms as though they existed outside of me.
Right.
So that was a real pleasure for me.
Now, what were you suffering from?
I know that my thyroid has not been working properly. I've gained a lot of weight,
mm-hmm.
Despite the fact of exercising, and as a result of that, I've kind of gone overboard and eating the wrong food, so I'm trying to get back on that bandwagon the right way, because I know the days when I adhere to really very simple things that Dr. Tong says to do, simple but not easy, that I feel so much better.
Mm-hmm.
The first day that I came to see him, I had a very severe sinus problem, and it was cured. When I left there that day, that sinus infection was cured, and that was the middle of November. I've had no problems with it recurring since then. After one treatment,
your sinus infection was gone.
It was completely gone.
And has it come back?
No, it has not. It has not come back.
And that was about a month ago then.
Right. Uh-huh.
Wow.
I call that a cure.
I call that a cure also. And I'm very, very impressed with it.
I'm glad you all agree with it.
So then you have, okay, so you had the sinus infection and then the thyroid problem. Is there anything else?
Well, I'm having, problems with my knees and feet, ankles, toes, and he's, Dr. Thompson explained to me, why these things are occurring and how, again, he's taking an integrative approach to that, and, already I'm feeling better. I would be feeling much better if I adhered strictly to diet, but with the holidays, it's been very difficult.
Yes.
I have made a commitment to make those changes, and so on the days when I do eliminate the food that I should not have, particularly sugar, I feel so much better. I mean,
right.
Just don't hurt the same way.
Right.
And the thing that I'm impressed with Dr. Tong's treatment is that he doesn't rely on these lab tests, and I was so frustrated because I would keep having these lab tests,
mm-hmm.
and the doctor would say, well, the results are within the normal range. Well,
but you were feeling...
Yeah, but I was not feeling normal. I knew the difference the way I felt in the symptoms, that were manifesting, that, something was definitely wrong and we were never getting. For 2 years, I've been going to different doctors trying to get thyroid adjusted,
mm-hmm.
and Dr. Tong mentioned to me, he said, try just getting off the thyroid and hormone replacement therapy medication, see what happens. And I have done that for more than a month, and I've had no repercussions, I was putting chemicals in my body that I know were toxic to me and were not providing me with any help, even, symptomatically.
So you were on thyroid medication and hormone replacement, is that correct?
Uh-huh, and I have cut those out. It's been, November 16th was my first went there and I stopped taking them the following day and have not returned to taking them.
Dorothy,
yeah.
Can you tell your listeners, number one, on your past tests, on thyroid hormone tests, function tests, were they normal?
Yes, and I have had at least 10 of them in the last 2 years.
They were normal, but you were tired.
They were normal, but not so much tired, but...
You were gaining weight.
But I was gaining weight, and I just was not feeling well as I had before, you know. And
mm-hmm. But every test was normal.
But every test was normal.
Okay, yeah. Dr. Tong needs to explain that.
And then you also took so you tried the thyroid hormones in the past.
Well, I've been taking because I had a thyroidectomy in 77.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I have been taking them all that time, and I wasn't real happy, frankly, about putting chemicals in my body.
Did the thyroid hormone help you?
Yeah, I don't know. They told me to take them. At that time, I was much younger and much more gullible. And, you know, I just at that point, you know, listened to what the traditional allopathic doctors said. Now I would question everything. I've had surgeries in 91 that I know I would not have needed if I had asked questions.
You had knee surgeries, right?
No, I had toe surgery and septoplasty, sinus surgery for sinuses. All the things that I know could have been taken care of by Dr. Tong without surgery.
Absolutely.
Did the surgeries help, though, afterwards? Or?
They helped symptomatically to some degree.
But it returned.
Yes, it returned. I mean, it was not a cure. It was treating symptoms.
Right.
Some symptomatic relief, but not a cure.
Okay. And actually, Dr. Tong, can you explain? Now, she's had her thyroid tests are normal, you know, for the past 10 years.
Let me ask one more question, okay? Yeah, we need to know this.
Sure.
Have you tried getting off your thyroid hormone in the past?
No.
Although you just take it all the time.
I just took it all the time. Just like when you guys, you brush your teeth, I would take my thyroid.
And so you're still gaining weight, is that right?
Yes. About 2 years ago, this started happening. Something happened with both the hormone replacement and the thyroid. They changed the prescription for the hormone. I went on the sublingual.
Mm.
And then, but they just kept me on this. We went back and forth between Synthroid and Armour, thyroid.
But
nothing ever changed.
How much weight did you gain?
I probably gained 40 pounds in the last
40 pounds?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, how about the your energy before you got my treatment and now? Did you notice any increase in energy?
Yes, I have. I noticed both an increase in energy and the ability to sleep much more soundly. Because, you know, before I was sleeping very fitfully, now I'm sleeping much more soundly.
Mm.
Okay, now let me explain now. That you were on thyroid hormones, which is supposed to help the energy and keep you from gaining weight. But you were gaining weight and you were tired. Okay?
Yes.
Compared to now that I stopped your thyroid hormone, you are getting better, more energy, and losing weight. Okay? Now, what happened to the past test? Conventional tests only test physical symptoms, physical degenerations, but not functional problems. That's why when you get a negative test, in any kind of a...
diagnostic test.
If negative means nothing. It absolutely means nothing. It doesn't mean that you don't have the problem. It just means that the test is too crude, insensitive to detect more, finer problems. So you have the thyroid taken off. Like last time, as I told your listeners, even if you remove your thyroid, the body will train other stem cells to take over the thyroid. And that's exactly what I do. I improve your body's mind and body function. The mind tells the body to train certain cells to take over the missing thyroid.
Right.
Even though the thyroid, the body of the thyroid was gone, the soul of the thyroid is still there. You cannot have the soul missing, you'll die. Yeah, so people remove gallbladder, remove spleen, remove uterus, remove thyroid, but they cannot block the soul.
Right.
They block the spirit of the thyroid, of the gallbladder. Everything has a mind and spirit. When they block that, you are gone. When you take out the physical part, there's not that much different, even though you're weaker. So it's energy over form and mind over matter. And we'll talk about that a little more without the news clipping that we're going to discuss today.
Okay, I want to mention one more thing. I have been going to a chiropractor.
Oh.
And, you know, and you, again, I treat the symptom on my neck will keep going out, and you explain to me how this can also be adjusted. I haven't been to a chiropractor since I've been to see you.
Oh, yes. What? How come? You told me that you did have a little bit of...
I had a degenerative disc in the cervical area.
You told me that you had a little problem with the chiropractic treatment on your neck.
Yes, I had one chiropractor who now adjusted me, and it temporarily paralyzed me. They had to have paramedics come and take me to the hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, it was a very frightening thing. I was just praying that, to God that I would not be permanently paralyzed because I couldn't get up. The paramedics wanted me up, and I could not. I could not get up.
Okay, Dad, just one thing that I wanted to mention. Even though this is not a common thing, but it's not uncommon either. I have heard from my other patients talk about this. In the lower back, it's pretty safe. In the neck area, you don't have as much musculature. So sometimes it could cause problems like this. But I could fix stuff like that, even though you still have some of the symptoms. So you're lucky that you resolved by yourself.
Right.
Yes.
So, Dorothy, it seems like you're on the road to recovery.
I feel certain that I am.
Yeah.
I feel blessed that God let me to Dr. Thomas.
Yeah, just watch your diet. Which is the problem.
It's easier said than done, I know.
Yeah, you keep taking the supplements sooner or later, okay? Yeah. When the deficiency replenished, okay? You will not be craving for the stuff you want.
Right.
Yes.
Well, Dorothy, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
And have a nice holiday.
Yes, have a great day.
Thank you to both of you, and thank you so much for your help, Dr. Conner.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi Wing Tong, MD. If you just heard that story, that was Dorothy, who had thyroid problems. We also last week had a guest, Joyce, who also had thyroid problems. They're off the Synthroid, they're off the hormone replacement, and they have more energy than ever. Call today for an appointment at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, www.drtong.com. That is drtong.com. Okay, our next guest is Christine from Huntington Beach. Hello, Christine.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Good.
Yes.
Hi, Dr. Tong.
Good morning.
Hey. All right. Why don't you tell us your story before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Okay. Well, my story kind of deals with a different type of pain, and that's the emotional, the pain from infertility.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband and I have been trying to get pregnant for almost 2 years and tried a lot of natural remedies on our own, but and also went to see had some tests done and went to the doctor and took some fertility medication
mm-hmm.
for about 3 months, and that, of course, nothing worked. So I made the decision to try more natural route and came to see Dr. Tong, and it's pretty early to tell if I've only been seeing him for 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
so it's too early to tell whether it has helped with my infertility problem, but another symptom of infertility actually is the depression that I was going through and the pain from that, which I can say is pretty much, I just feel so much better. I can't even express how good I feel now.
Is it just
that's great?
You don't feel sad or?
I feel elated. I've been telling everybody about Dr. Tong because I feel so great. So.
Yes. How about your aunt knee problem?
Yeah, actually, when I came to see you, it was after a vacation in Mexico. And I've been having problems with just bad skin for about, since we've been trying to get pregnant. And, you know, I'm 31, and I figured, gosh, I may outgrow this eventually, and it's just getting ridiculous here. But, I take care of my skin, and, as far as possible.
On the outside, right.
Right, and I see an esthetician once a month, and she helps me, but she says, it's from inside.
Right.
I'm going to deal with stress and all of this.
Which affects it.
So what do you take for the acne?
Well, like I said, I see an esthetician, and finally she said, maybe you should go see a dermatologist. And I was just very apprehensive because I know that the only thing they could do for me would be to give me medication.
Right.
Like Accutane.
Yeah.
Which you were talking about.
And
yes.
So, I had heard that is, very dangerous to take when you're trying to get pregnant. So I figured I'd rather live with bad skin and be pregnant and have
right.
a baby.
Right.
So.
You never went on it then.
I never went on it. I did call a dermatologist and ask if there's anything they could give me. And they said, no, not while you're trying to get pregnant. And, again, decided not to do that. Anyway, so when I came to see Dr. Tong, I had been in Mexico, and I had the worst weight that ever from eight or
right.
too much sun,
mm-hmm.
whatever, but it was just horrible. And finally I said, so that was one of my ailments, and within a week, I had about two treatments, you know, and my skin just kept getting better and better and better.
Mm, so it's better
than it's been in so many years. It's amazing.
I told you wait for my first treatment, then I'm going to clear your skin.
Right, right.
So I was not misleading you.
Yeah.
But actually, Dr. Tong, like, her skin symptoms are related to the reproductive problem also, right?
Everything is all related
right.
together,
right.
yes.
Well, I knew something was off because
mm-hmm.
of my bad skin problem, and
mm-hmm.
You know, I knew that I was healthy, I knew that things were happening at the right time, and I figured there has to be some reason. You know, of course, my regular OBGYN could not tell me. He was going to send me to an infertility specialist.
Mm-hmm.
I was so apprehensive because I know so many people that have spent a lot of money and have been down the road of traditional Western fertility medications and procedures,
mm-hmm.
and to no avail, you know,
right.
with success. And I just was so apprehensive of that. So, but I do feel really positive about this. I mean, my mood has been so much better,
mm-hmm.
and I think that probably will contribute to, you know, having a successful pregnancy. So.
Tell us about your past experience. I know you did have conceived one time. And what was the problem?
We did conceive about, it took us about 6 months, but we were able to conceive.
With what? Just by yourself?
Yeah, just naturally.
Okay.
And, again, it took us 6 months, but after about, we did have an amnio. We had some tests done. And after having an amnio, they confirmed that our baby had Down syndrome.
Mm.
And so it was very difficult. In the end, we decided to terminate the pregnancy, and so I think that also.
Yes. Okay.
Probably wasn't right there.
Yeah. Let me explain to you what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Your depression, your stress, your acne,
mm-hmm.
and your infertility, and any other symptom you feel are all caused by one underlying disharmony between the mind and the body.
Mm-hmm.
At one end, you were cold from your genetic inheritance. So I told you, like I did for Sherry last time, I told you I need to warm you up, and that's very easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
But just by opening the switch on your between the mind and the body, I can warm anybody up quite easily. But your heat from your craving for spicy food, sugar, sweet, okay, accumulate a lot of heat that your body cannot be used. And that one manifestation is your acne.
Right.
So we clear that heat, and now with my treatment first, and then with the herbs and the homeopathic, that's why your skin clear up.
Right.
Now you're much more balanced.
Right.
And your chance of getting it, balance means that now you're getting enough energy
mm-hmm.
and circulation to your reproductive organs to support the embryo.
Right.
Before you lessen.
Mm-hmm.
Before the mind and body are not connected, so your true self wanting a normal baby, that message did not go through.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much like in a keyboard, some of the wire are loose. You type in certain things you want, but it didn't appear on the physical part.
Right.
So everything occurs between at the energy invisible level before you get on the mechanical level.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
See, right now, you're much more normal. The true Christine for finally
yeah.
going through.
Your skin is much, it looks beautiful now.
I went to my esthetician and she was amazed.
Mm-hmm.
Your skin looks so great.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It feels so good.
You want to really,
answer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want to really increase the chance of having a more healthy baby.
Right.
Get your husband to come and get a few treatments.
Yeah.
And then you both are balanced.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
a great idea, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am not just saying this to get more business. I'm just telling you the
yeah.
truth. Yeah.
Right.
We all stress out, we all eating wrong kind of food.
Especially
and
this time of year too.
Especially this time of year, not only the refined food, but also balancing the yin and the yang.
Right.
The heat, the cold, the dry, the moist, the acid, the base, and so forth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That part, the Western culture did not know about it.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and all the people from the ancient Chinese culture, they need all this heat, cold, dry, moist characters mm-hmm. of every food.
Yeah, it's all about balance.
Yeah. And I also wanted to say I'm so glad that I, for my skin problem, that I didn't have to take any serious medication.
Yeah.
We'll talk about Accutane. Yes.
You told me about Accutane and
yes.
You just share that with everyone.
Right.
Thank you, be scary. Well, Christine, good luck to you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yes. Have a nice holiday.
Happy New Year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. Call today for an appointment at 714-556-8664. If you call today before 2 o'clock, you will receive a free gift, a homeopathic remedy, growth hormone stimulation. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. If you're listening, we just heard Christine, who is coming to Dr. Tong for treatments for infertility. She also had acne problems and depression. Her depression has been lifted, and her acne is gone. Call today for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Well, Dr. Tong, maybe we should talk about Accutane then, because that seems to be kind of a hot topic now. I kind of was skimming through the newspapers, and there's in October 6th, in the Register, I think a Congressman Stupak from Michigan, his 17-year-old son, who's a football player, was taking Accutane for, I think, a few months, and he committed suicide. And so this congressman is linking his suicide to Accutane. What do you think about that?
It is definitely from Accutane. He's,
mm-hmm.
We have another news clip
right.
There,
right.
Another 14-year-old lady, girl, Amanda, she took it, and 2 weeks afterwards, at age 14, she attempted to commit suicide.
Right, right.
So when you talk to when the parents talk to the doctors say that no way that was Accutane that caused it. But the parents had much better intuition because they have the welfare of the child at heart. So they stopped the drugs, and their miraculous change right after the discontinuation.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to say is that it's a real dilemma for most doctors because allopathic training only trains you to use drugs. If everything has side effects, then they have nothing to use. So they try to downplay the abnormal side effect of the drugs.
Accutane is a very strong drug, though.
Yeah, it causes birth defects and it causes depression.
Right, and that's why Christine didn't want to take it because she was trying to get pregnant.
She's smarter, but most other people get mindwashed by the propaganda of the pharmaceutical industry. So the more you hear, even if it's wrong, if you hear enough, then you believe in it. This is human nature.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about more about drug side effects in the beginning part when we come back next year.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about a few other newspaper clippings. Since we got a couple of patients that we cannot get a hold of. Okay.
Okay. Actually, there was also in the December 13th Orange County Register Accent, doctors are debating the value of CAT scans, CT scans.
Yes.
Some doctors think that a total body CAT scan is premature. They say that there's not enough evidence to justify recommending screening for people with no symptoms. They say it's not found to be cost-effective. Other doctors swear by it. They say it's not proactive. It's proactive, not reactive, and it's a test. It's not a substitute for a physical exam, but a complementary diagnostic tool. So there's this debate going on. What do you think about that?
Okay. Yes. To me, it's useless.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing my practice for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the beginning, I did not order it because it's too expensive.
Right.
Because
right.
I find out all you detect is physical symptoms.
Right. So it's physical and it's...
Yeah. It's energy over form. We have
right.
been proven over and over and over again. Like last week, we had ROPS. Okay. He had much degeneration.
Yeah, the bone spurs.
Bone spurs and bone degeneration.
Yeah.
I have treated so many people with disc herniations.
Right.
The key is that the disc herniation and the bone degeneration are all caused by bad circulation and not enough energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Also, Sherry, she had CAT scans. They didn't show anything, but she was having, you know, the pain.
That's right.
Last week, right?
The pain, the degeneration are both symptoms.
Right.
Okay. if I can explain it this way, if you block number five freeways, and in the beginning, when you stop having food, people will have hunger, that's pain. Then after a while, 5-6 years, you don't clear the traffic jam, the building will start become falling down, and you got deferred maintenance. That's the degeneration.
Mm-hmm.
When you clear the traffic jam, right away people get food, the pain disappear.
Right.
But the degeneration will take years
right.
to replace.
Still there.
So many, even many people with arthritis, they got periods of no pain and periods mm-hmm. of pain. But the degeneration do not become, come back and forth like the pain.
Mm-hmm.
So degeneration has nothing to do with the pain. And in the same note, along the same line, we talk about needles. There's another article
right.
from the Times.
Right, from the Times, December 8th in the Southern California Living, they're saying that more Americans are turning to acupuncture to look younger rather than the scalp.
Yes, that is true, okay? Because my treatment is based on the acupuncture principle of getting more this life energy.
Right.
This life energy is what is responsible for the fountain of youth.
Mm-hmm.
Because this life energy contains the message from the mind on how to run the body.
Right.
So today, there are a lot of people take growth hormones,
mm-hmm.
which I tell you, okay, initially, some people might feel a little better, but there are many, many fallacies of that. Number one is a balance problem.
Mm-hmm.
You are doing the job of the body for the body.
Right.
You give too much of something, then it becomes a poison.
And the body will not be able to create it itself.
That's right. And so secondly, like you say, okay, once you start doing the job for the body, it causes atrophy of the part that's supposed to do that job.
Right.
Let's say you have problem walking and use a wheelchair, then you get atrophy of the leg. Your thyroid don't secrete hormone, and you give thyroid hormone replacement, the thyroid become atrophy.
Right.
The pituitary is supposed to secrete growth hormone. Okay, it's not doing it, and not releasing it because there's a block between the mind and the body. Mm-hmm. You get the mind do your job and not try to interfere.
So what do you suggest besides taking growth hormone?
That is why we recommend a homeopathic growth
right.
hormone. Okay. Homeopathic means that you supplement the energy deficient in the mind.
Right.
Then the mind tells body what to do.
Right. Tells the pituitary to make growth hormone.
That is right. And it's right. very inexpensive.
Yes.
All those expensive growth hormones are not good. And I'm just telling you the truth. Okay. For people who have the intelligence to understand it, you get better results and better health.
Right. So, if you call today before 2 o'clock, you will get, for an appointment, of course, you will get the free growth hormone homeopathic remedy. Our number again is 714-556-8664. I hope you enjoyed our show. If today is your first time listening, listen to our previous shows on our website, www.drtong.com. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a free phone consultation. But if you make an appointment today before 2 o'clock, you will receive the free growth hormone homeopathic remedy. Call us now at 714-556-8664. Listen again next week, Saturday, at 11:30 a.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Elaine saying goodbye and Merry Christmas.
Dr. Tong believes anything is curable. Call him at 714-556-8664 to get relief naturally using your body. Or get information and email at drtong.com. Again, the number to set an appointment with Dr. Tong is 714-556-8664. Coming up next, Radio Liberty with Dr. Stanley Monteith on the Christian Radio University, KBright, AM 740.